Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Mikio. So Japan avoided a recession in the first quarter. In fact, there was a very big beat, 1.7% growth in the first quarter. Is this momentum sustainable?
Hello, good morning. Well, as far as the Japanese GDP report is concerned, even though the real number was clearly stronger than expected, personally, I think it wasn't that good a report. Because the issue at the matter, the problem in Japan is reflation. So what you need to look at is at the price momentum, at the level of prices in the economy, and that slowed down in the first quarter. So if you look at the nominal numbers, the headline number is much weaker. If you look at the details, apart from public spending and government investment, the private sector was rather weak. So I think the GDP report actually speaks for the slowdown in nominal growth, and as such, it speaks for more stimulus by the Bank of Japan in the near future. Otherwise, I think we'll certainly see a further slowdown in the momentum.
So this is really interesting, especially when the inflation targets are still very much below what Abenomics would love to see. And it appears that there is a Japanese-U.S. face-off on the currency front. The Bank of Japan is threatening to weaken the yen if it goes way above levels of which they are comfortable with. How is this going to play out going forward, Mikio?
Well, that's a good question. That's a political one, of course. But ultimately, I don't think that's such a big but issue. I mean, the G7 that is happening later this month will give us some clarity on that. But, you know, ultimately, I don't think it's so much about the currency exchange rate. What the U.S. and the other countries probably do not want to see is another 30% devaluation of the yen. But I don't think it will be very difficult politically to justify to stop the further appreciation of the yen, which is at least at the magnitude that it's happening, not in line with fundamental in Japan, which is an economy that still needs some stimulus. But, you know, this is the political issue on a purely macro matter. What is probably more necessary is domestic easing to get credit going and to improve money supply to the domestic economy in order to get the private sector in Japan moving again. The yen, even at current levels, remains undervalued anyway, so it's an attractive exchange rate that they can work with. But they certainly have to ease on the credit side and also do some fiscal spending.
And do you think that the yen advance will begin to hurt exports?
Well, you know, in the short term, a very strong surge in the currency always hurts not so much exports as it does hurt the value of overseas earnings. So that's the lever it works through. Over the longer term, I think it doesn't matter that much because otherwise, you know, with the surge of the yen in the past 30 years, Japan wouldn't be exporting anything anymore. And that hasn't happened. So I'm not that concerned about as long as the yen's value is attractive. From an investment perspective, I mean from a CapEx perspective for people to bring back money or companies to bring back money and invest at home. As long as its rise is not, you know, as steep as we see during phases of risk aversion, of global risk aversions, which is what we had so far this year. So if they can manage to avoid excessive surges and one-sided gains in the yen, I think they can manage with, if they combine it with fiscal spending and domestic monetary stimulation.
So are you buying Japan at all today in your portfolio?
No, well, I mean, we have, you know, these are still risks out there. I mean, we are constructive in a medium-term perspective to see how this plays out. A lot of it will depend on the global macro environment, of course. But the bottom line for now is, you know, it's better to be overweight in the yen, which is very helpful as I said earlier, in the short term, at least for Japanese equities. And in the equity space in Japan, we're broadly neutral, which I think is appropriate now until we see what happens next.
There is also a very much risk-off attitude, as you mentioned earlier, in today's environment. And gold and oil have shot up. Where are your allocations right now as far as the other investments are concerned?
Well, you know, in this environment, we like to keep a lot of cash on the sidelines because it's not just the Japanese situation. The Japanese situation is basically the consequence of the global outlook. We do like to have a high proportion of alternative investments, which are less correlated and ideally very, very low, have a very low correlation to the direction of risk asset markets, you know, so such as insurance-linked securities, for example, which have practically the lowest correlation possible. So we like that space for the moment. And I think that kind of environment will actually persist going forward for quite a while because we simply had a bull market that lasted since 2009. So going forward, I think it's rather very over-optimistic to expect that we will have, again, a straight continuation of that kind of bull trend. So I think some caution is warranted, certainly.
Thanks so much. That was Mikio Kumada, global strategist with LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.